AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. If you have a problem, a decision to make, or anything you need help breaking through, Friendly Fridays is for you. Now there's another reason to look forward to Fridays.
Continues to exist within these radical elements who continue to want to target anyone who at any time has been associated with drawing the Prophet Muhammad.
The event was taking place and organized by a Swedish artist who had drawn the Prophet. In Canada, one person is dead. Three others are in police custody in an alleged plot to kill as many people as possible.
It is alleged that a 19-year-old Nova Scotian male and a 23-year-old U.S. female who may have been corresponding online intended to go to a not yet publicly named venue here in the Halifax region with the goal of opening fire and committing a horrific act of violence against us.
Canadian Defense Minister Peter MacKay. I'm Molly Page. More frigid temperatures and snow for the Northeast. How will it affect the holiday?
Valentine's Day weather across a good portion of the country, anything but a sweetheart. For the Midwest, Great Lakes, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic, we'll see plummeting overnight lows. We'll see sub-zero wind chill values or feels-like temperatures. We'll see a foot of snow in Boston, 4 inches for New York. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
A blizzard warning is in effect for coastal areas from Connecticut to Maine starting this afternoon. It will be the fourth major storm the region has seen in less than a month. The Keystone XL oil pipeline bill is headed to President Obama's desk. Congressional Republican leaders signed off on the measure and have sent it to the White House. A Keystone would pump oil from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast, where it would go on the world market and be sold to the highest bidder. A Nebraska district court judge, meanwhile, has temporarily halted the use of eminent domain to acquire land for the controversial pipeline. I'm Molly Page.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For those traveling on this Valentine's Day, airports across the country are trying to make your trip a little bit sweeter.
An 8-foot heart is set up in the atrium at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport for photo ops and selfies. ATL also plans to hand out 23,000 pieces of candy by the time Valentine's Day is over. LaGuardia Airport's Food and Shops Terminal B is distributing free milk chocolate hearts today and tomorrow while supplies last. And at Miami International Airport, which handles more than 90% of all flowers imported to the U.S. year-round, there will be a kissing booth, chocolate roses, a DJ spinning tunes, and coupons for store discounts distributed by none other than Cupid. I'm Marlis Majerus.
Mattel is reviving a relic of 3D technology. The toy company is partnering with Google to bring back the ViewMaster as a virtual reality headset. You'll need a smartphone running on Mattel app to create the effect. It will ship this fall with a retail price of about $30. I'm Molly Page.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See storestaples.com for full details.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
The Valentine's Day forecast has sunny skies, cold temperatures with a high only near 60 today. The wind chill this morning making it feel like it's 33. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 42. Sunday, sunny with a high of 64, 45 for the low tomorrow night. And for Monday, look for partly sunny skies with a high of 70 degrees. It's American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at 11 a.m. here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Here they come for the final time up the superstretch. Who will win the Daytona 500?
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is on the Motor Racing Network.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
We'll kick off the 2015 season with the 57th Daytona 500 on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's the Daytona 500 exclusively on AM 1300 WMEL.
AM 1300 WMEL.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day. This is Donna Anselmo on AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station, and you are listening to Bold Talk Business Radio. This is the place where we offer you every week between 2 and 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon when you actually have time to listen. We offer you insight, strategies, tips, and tools for success. So, as I'm fond of telling people now, you can go to college, and college is wonderful, but some people don't always have the opportunity to do that. And so, for people who just ended up in business, hook or by crook, and hopefully hook, not crook, we get them onto the stage here with us to listen to information that really is college-level information. It's the kind of information that will help you to build your business every week. And if you don't own a business, but you work in a business, you're a professional, you want to increase and move up the career ladder, you want to improve and enhance your skills, you might be looking for a job and looking for that next little kernel of knowledge that is going to land you the job because you knew what to say, because you heard it on Bold Talk Business Radio, thanks to the experts that we bring on every week. So we have a wonderful person for you today to listen to and speak with if you call in. Our call-in number is area code 321-631-1300. We have a great engineer, Wayne West, in our control room ready
checks
to take
mail.
Your call. And we're going to be speaking today with Andrea Feinberg. Andrea has a website that you should know about. It's called morefreetimezone.com. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, getting more free time for yourself so that you can achieve the goals you want to achieve and be a lot less stressed about it. Andrea, over her career, has nudged hundreds of businesswomen, impassioned, ambitious people, business owners, out of the daily grind and toward the bigger rewards of business ownership, toward more money, better run enterprise, a happier life, and more time to enjoy it. Formerly a general manager for Standard & Poor's Corporation, a gift business owner, and a trained coach who's actually coached me when I was living on Long Island years ago, Andrea brings 25 years of helping business clients articulate, achieve, and exceed their own goals. She's a graduate of NYU's Stern School of Business and Coach U's Advanced Training Program and a founding member of Coachville. So Andrea's got all kinds of alphabet soup designations behind her name, and we can talk about those a little later in the program, but I want to welcome Andrea to our program today. Andrea, thanks for being with us on Bold Talk Business Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Donna. Thanks so much for the invitation.
I'm very happy to have you on with us today. You wrote a book called Time Junkie, And it says here on the cover, and I've read this book some time ago, 101 ways for business owners to break the habit and get more free time now. And yet, when I spoke with you recently, you said something that just seems a bit like an oxymoron when paired with your book. And it's, I don't believe in time management. So tell me a little bit about that. What are you thinking, Andrea?
Well, I think time management is a trick made up by consultants who want to take away responsibility from the individual who's suffering from this disease and point it at a clock against which they're waging war every day. The clock is not going to change. The only thing that can change is the individual who's having challenges with time. And that's why I don't believe in time management. We can manage ourselves through the flow of time. However, time management is nuts. And so if we're going to really have an impact on our sense of accomplishment and productivity at the end of the day and feel that we really got things done that were important to get done, it has nothing to do with time. It has everything to do with the choices we make and the actions we take. And it's as simple as that.
Well, I know over my own career and trying to manage and juggle so many, you know, client projects at one time, plus personal projects, plus a dog. And right now I've got two puppies at home. And it seems like time certainly doesn't stop for us, and I never get a chance to stop unless I really prioritize what I have to do. And I'm a list maker, but I also have realized that in order to get the time I need so that I'm essentially, if we're using the term managing time, I'm doing it by setting priorities about what's important, because when I know what's important to me, I know where to focus my time, and then it seems a lot easier.
Well, I agree with you, and I applaud you for doing that. I would take it a step further, because I would wager that many of us who have challenges with time do know the important things to do, and yet somehow allow ourselves to get sucked into other activities, unimportant or otherwise. So I think a great companion list to your to-do list is what not to do list. Those things that are going to confront you during the course of the day, whether they're someone else's emergencies and crises or an ad from an online retailer or something that you've been watching on an auction site comes up and you get sucked into the stream of consciousness that is the internet, and just like Alice, you're hurtling down a hole of too many distractions. And so I think sometimes having a list of what not to do is also something terrific to add. So it's a great reminder of those things that are not going to advance any priority, no matter how long you engage yourself with those tools or activities.
Right. So we said the word priority, but one of the words that we didn't say, or two of the words that I'd like to toss into this conversation, are goals. Because I like to ask myself, what one of these actions that I can work on now, which one of these actions is going to get me to the goal fastest? And the other word that I toss out there for you to comment on, Andrea, is values. How do we align the goals, the values, and the plan so that we are using our time wisely?
That's an excellent question. And a technique that I like to employ to ensure that we are following through with that which we've identified is meaningful, whether it is a particular goal. And I think of a goal as something that has an end in sight. You know when it's been achieved. We sometimes use the phrase SMART goals, something specific, measurable, action-focused, results-oriented, and time-dependent. So you know exactly when you've achieved it, and you can recognize that, in fact, you have achieved it. Whether you're talking about a goal or a priority, something that may be of greater meaning, something that imbues all of your daily activities, or a value, something which is a filter that you have that determines what you consider important or a measure of worth, a way to make them consistently applied and pursued is by really feeling the emotional attachment that you have to that goal or value or priority, and really feel what will it mean to have advanced it or achieved it or perhaps abandoned it. How will you be affected? How will someone you love be affected? What opportunities will be lost or opened up, depending on whether you let go of this or achieve it? And really feel what it would be like if that goal, priority, or value was now a reality for you, or completely missed because you procrastinated or engaged in other kinds of activities. And I think that emotional component really adds a sense of urgency and recognition as to just why this is something you really want to set aside the time to pursue.
I
so
like
that's
the idea,
what I use.
Andrea. I like that idea of focusing on the why. One of the things that you say in your book, Time Junkie, 101 Ways for Business Owners to Break the Habit and Get More Free Time Now, is that without more free time that comes from letting go of so much of your daily business responsibilities, how will you truly maximize the value of your business and enjoy its great reward? So when you start to add the why in, you remember why you got involved in your business to begin with. And I know many business owners who get very caught up in the what of their doing, and that's when you are really caught on the wheel or in the rat race, because you're just maybe not mindlessly, but you're so focused on just the activity that you're forgetting the why. We are on AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. The show is Bold Talk Business Radio, where we talk about ways to help you grow your business. And our guest right now is Andrea Feinberg. She's going to be with us through to 3 o'clock today. And we're going to be talking, as we've been, about issues of creating more time in your life for the things that you want to do, the things you want to do for your business and the things you want to do for your life. And we're also going to get to talking more in the second half about some of the very strategic planning issues that you need to touch on in order to make sure that the time you're giving your business is working effectively. So, Andrea, let's talk a little bit about something that you had said to me in a previous conversation regarding the effective use of time. One of the issues that you brought up was the issue of control.
Okay. For a business owner who may have invested a significant amount of personal savings, expectation, or sense of self into the development of their business, and may have really risked perhaps reputation, has given up a secure job with predictable income and benefits, there's a tremendous amount riding on some level of success with their enterprise. And because of that enormous sense of responsibility, it's very hard to let go of control, to allow others to help or participate or contribute to the success of any function that goes into building that enterprise. And I don't think that's a difficult thing to understand. And yet at the same time, if the business owner cannot let go of control of those activities that I define as the day-to-day operations or routine, they're not going to have the mental bandwidth or the time to focus on the development of real opportunities, to nurture those relationships that represent the future development and success of the business. So it's a trade-off between giving up control of that which runs the business day to day and focusing energy or, you know, thought or other resource investment on expanding the business.
Well, and one of the questions, Andrea, that I have for you, we're speaking with Andrea Feinberg. This is Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio, AM 1300, the Talk to Me station. One of the ways to open up bandwidth, as you're talking about, is to give up a little bit of control. But I know many business owners who fear giving up control because they don't trust that the people in their employ are going to come through for them. And they worry that if they don't do everything themselves, it's not going to get done right. So what do you say? How do you counsel? You do a lot of coaching with business owners. What do you say to somebody who just says, I'm afraid if I give up control, everything is going to fall apart?
Well, then I say you hired the wrong people. If you didn't go through a process of engaging and training the kind of person who has a skill set that you wanted to bring into your business to allow you to focus on other areas of your business, what was the point? And I also think it's important to recognize that a professional or an administrative assistant or an outsourced team member that you bring on board to assist you may do things differently than you, the owner, may do, but don't equate that with being done any less effectively. So different is not necessarily bad. And if you are not able to trust the individuals with whom you've charged responsibility for some of those things that you do want to delegate, there was really no point to just add this expensive asset to your enterprise. So you really have to think through, you know, who you're bringing on board, why you brought them into your business, and what skill set can they contribute to the business that allows you to turn your attention to those things that nobody else can do for you. And if, in fact, you insist on handling those tasks for which a much less expensive person could do a terrific job, and you as the CEO is getting paid CEO-level pay while you're handling administrative or functionary tasks, you're just robbing your own business from its bottom-line profitability in that you're getting paid a high wage for a low-level activity, and you're not pursuing those money-generating activities that no one else is able to do. So I think just taking a close look at the repercussions of some of those choices will help someone see why delegation or delay or dumping some things makes much better sense than doing it all.
So, Andrea Feinberg, can you give us a couple of tips on things that people can actually do to make better use of their time?
Well, I think a great thing is just take a look at the dollars and cents, which I alluded to in this earlier discussion. Think about the kinds of activities that you're doing every day as a business owner. Are you filing? Are you typing? Are you answering the phone? Are you going through all your own emails? Are you packing and shipping and ordering supplies? Are you handling customer service needs that other people can handle for you? If you're handling the operational details of business that you've already acquired, rather than focus on generating tomorrow's business, you are probably not being the most effective leader you can be. And if you just take a look at the loss of opportunity that your business is incurring because of those choices, and think about that you're not being as competitive, you're not focusing on what's going on in your industry or your marketplace, or technology that's going to have a real impact on your business in 6 months, what it means is that you're neither protecting nor preparing your business for its future. And instead, you're responding to business that you've already acquired that somebody else who's probably less expensive than you can handle. So I think just taking a look at the dollars and cents and the real losses of opportunity, because there's only so much bandwidth, whether it's being alert or awake, that anybody has. And if you are handling too many activities during the course of a day, no one thing is getting the true measure of your effectiveness. So in no way is control a truly smart choice.
I hear you on that. One of the other things that we had talked about a little bit earlier, and I want to reiterate in this section, is a really important message that you gave, which was, don't let yourself be interrupted so many times. So we were talking about a business owner who holds on to too much control, who tries to do everything themselves. And very often, when you do that, what you set up in your business is a situation where nobody feels empowered, so they have to continually come to you and ask you questions and ask for permission. Mm-hmm. And you have a point in your book, Time Junkie, that says, don't let anyone interrupt your flow. For every minute interruption, Andrea, you say in your book that it takes 18 minutes to reclaim the momentum you lost. No kidding? That one-minute break?
Your poor little brain, I mean, just imagine your poor little brain is humming along, creating your next product launch or your next marketing initiative, and the little synapses are connecting and charging away, and you're getting a sense of the outcome you want to achieve and the resources you're going to use and the schedule you're going to put together, and the phone rings and it jars you, and you pick it up and you're engaged in just a 1 minute conversation with someone who's reminding you of an appointment, and it literally can be 1 minute. And you hang up the phone and you go back to the screen or the pad and you think to yourself, what was I thinking about? And your brain has literally been
derailed
away, and it takes 18 minutes of mental time to get back that sense of flow and momentum that you previously had.
Right. So it's really important. I'm sorry, Andrea.
That's just with 1 minute interruption.
Right. Imagine that.
How many times a day you allow that to happen to yourself.
Sure. And so if you're at a desk, you know, close your door, tell people when it's okay for them to interrupt you, schedule a time that you can take questions. You have another great suggestion in your book, A Time Junkie, which is to install an auto response message on your email program so people will know when to expect to hear back from you instead of expecting you to be interrupted every time you hear the ding of your computer. And I think maybe just shutting off the ring, I do that sometimes on my computer, is I shut the dinger off so that I don't hear every email pop in, because that is really distracting. We're talking with Andrea Feinberg, author of Time Junkie and outstanding women's business coach. And Andrea, you can add to what you want to tell us about how to prevent yourself from interruptions.
Well, you made an interesting point, and it's this, that one of the reasons that people get anxious to hear from us or get a response from us is because they simply don't know whether or not we've received their request. They have no idea of how long it will take for us to get back to them if they've reached out for some information or a response. So the simple act of managing other people's expectations is a great way to relax them and prevent them from constantly reaching out. So as an example,
I'm going to ask you, hold that example for after the break.
Okay.
We are going to be back with more talk about time management and strategic planning in the next half of Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. Thank you, Wayne West, in our control room.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Our Valentine's forecast is a cold one. We'll have sunny skies today, but our high only reaches 60. The wind chill this morning will make it feel like it's 33. Tonight, clear and cold with a low of 42. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 64. Sunday night's low, 45, and for Monday, partly sunny with a warmer high of 70 degrees. It's the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, here on AM 1300.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims. You know, I love being on WMEL. You know, the great thing about America's Garden Rebel show, well, we talk about the bugs. If you have a yard, you need to listen. We talk about the fruit trees. We talk about keeping that lawn in shape. Talk to me, Robert Vincent Sims, the Garden Rebel Show, Sunday mornings at 10 here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and online, 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Is dead and three police officers injured after gunmen opened fire at a cafe in Copenhagen. Correspondent Nick Robertson.
The information that we have is that these men are still on the loose. There are a lot of police out looking for them. And of course, it's an absolute high priority for Danish authorities to get a hold of them because they don't know how many weapons they have and what else they might be planning or be prepared to do.
The event taking place at the cafe was organized by a Swedish artist who has faced numerous threats for drawing the Prophet Muhammad. In Canada, one person's dead, three others in police custody after an alleged plot to kill as many people as possible failed. Canadian Defense Minister Peter McKay.
It is alleged that a 19-year-old Nova Scotian male and a 23-year-old U.S. female who may have been corresponding online intended to go to a not yet publicly named venue here in the Halifax region with the goal of opening fire and committing a horrific act of violence against us.
I'm Molly Page.
Our Valentine's forecast is a cold one. We'll have sunny skies today, but our high only reaches 60. The wind chill this morning will make it feel like it's 33. Tonight, clear and cold with a low of 42. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 64. Sunday night's low, 45, and for Monday, partly sunny with a warmer high of 70 degrees. It's the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, here on AM 1300.
Health First Health Plans presents Understanding Medicare.
When you turn 65 and are eligible for Medicare, you're faced with many questions about your health insurance options, and you're not alone. In today's Understanding Medicare, we're going to answer a question you may have about Medicare. What are Medicare Advantage plans?
A Medicare Advantage plan provides comprehensive health plan options through a private insurance company that has a contract with Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans offer all the coverage of original Medicare plus extra benefits like gym memberships.
Understanding Medicare, presented by Health First Health Plans.
WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
The Space Coast Jazz Society is awarding two Brevard County High School seniors $2,500 each in jazz scholarships this year. Help the Jazz Society continue to raise money for scholarships by attending a live jazz benefit on Sunday, March 8th, 2 p.m. at the Cocoa Beach Country Club. Tickets are $25 at spacecoastjazzsociety.com, $30 at the door. The Space Coast Big Band will perform, plus two more bands from the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bobby Vance from the Space Coast Jazz Society, and we're glad that WMEL cares about the space and Treasure Coast.
Glorious, fresh powder.
A snowy, wintry bounty from the sky above.
That's Timberline Resort, located in wild, wonderful West Virginia.
It's heaven, and it's so close, you're almost there.
Step out of Timberline Hotel and Suites and hop right on a lift.
Stargaze while you night ski on the White Lightning Trail.
Experience glade skiing adventure
on freshly powdered tree-lined trails.
Call 1-800-SNOWING.
Or log on to TimberlineResort.com.
It's like heaven.
You're almost there.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee, host of Sita and Friends on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Each week on Sita and Friends, I talk with some of the most fascinating people in the area on a variety of topics. So make a date to talk to me, Sita Begee, on Sita and Friends, Mondays following the noon news here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
This is Bull Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bull's Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
And this is Donna Anselmo back with you for the second half of our hour on Bull Talk Business Radio. We've got a wonderful consultant on the line with us today, Andrea Feinberg from Long Island, New York. Andrea is a business coach, really extraordinaire, and I know that because I speak from experience of having worked with Andrea in a really peer advisory group for the Alternative Board many years ago. And Andrea provided at the time tremendous leadership and very deep insight into working with companies and into what companies need to do to move themselves forward and get out of being stuck. Andrea, one of the things that I loved about working with you was sitting with you every month with a little sheet of paper that focused us on accountability, saying, okay, what are your goals? What are you going to be accountable? We've been talking about how to manage time in the last section of this program, in the last segment of our program, pardon me. And then we're going to be talking more about planning. But there is a crossover, a real big crossover, into how we use our time, how we free up time for the things we want to do, and then how we meet the directives that we have in our lives for the bigger picture of what we want to accomplish. So, Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Don. It's always a pleasure to enjoy a great conversation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about just kind of a segue in between. How you balance your time influences how you plan and achieve the goals for your business. So you want to give us a comment on that, Andrea?
Well, I start by looking back before I look forward. And I think a great example is the shift from one year to the next, where we typically are somewhat reflective and take a look at what we want to change in the coming year, and we kind of write off the last year as, thank goodness that's done and over, or boy, oh boy, it was a great year, now let's grow next year. And I think that we let go of the past without really mining it for all the treasure and opportunity it holds. And so an exercise that I do, and one that I do with clients, is a series of 20 questions that I ask them. And it really starts at the level of, what was the big picture goal you had for yourself at the start of last year? And then we take a look at a number of things, not all of which are the most attractive or pleasing, to see where the opportunity remains for growth. For example, we take a look at, what is it that you've been avoiding handling in the last year that now must get your attention? What is it that surprised you during the last year? What do you think you could have handled differently, and how might that have changed things for you? So in every case, whether it's something that we traditionally think of as a win, or some people think of as a loss or disappointment, I always think there's a great opportunity to learn and to improve. And so I start my planning process by reviewing all of those elements that give me that additional assist as I plan forward. And sometimes taking a look backwards makes it abundantly clear what must be my priorities going forward.
I think that's really great advice to, you know, it's always where you've come from, where you're going. And I always say to myself that it's okay if you make a mistake. It's okay if things didn't work out, because if you look at what you could do differently going forward, then that mistake or the project that didn't quite work out the way you wanted to can become a success when you tweak it a little bit. I also want our listeners to know that the reason we have Andrea Feinberg on as our guest today on Bold Talk Business Radio is because Andrea's been included among the 50 top influential women on Long Island, according to the Long Island Business News, which is a great newspaper up there covering all things entrepreneurial. She's also
been awarded and acknowledged for having a top five coaching blog. She's involved with the School of Coaching Mastery. She's one of the top 100 women in e-commerce, according to the Women in E-Commerce Association. And she's been listed as one of the top five productivity gurus from TimeDoctor.com. So tune in, stay tuned, and listen closely to what Andrea Feinberg has to say, because she's got really good information for us. Andrea?
Yes, Donna, thank you. I'm so impressed with myself right now. Thank you.
There you go. And I only bring people onto this station who I am impressed with and who I know are proven to have helped other people, because it's that kind of social proof that really helps to make a criteria for us that it's okay to listen and it's okay to try this, because we know that it's worked in the past. So let's talk a little bit about how, when you're approaching a problem for a customer, a client, a person that you're coaching, and they have like an empty map, they just don't know where to start. Where do you start with them?
Well, one of the great things about being asked to assist another business owner is that my point of view and my experience is completely different than their own. And so bringing a completely different perspective to a situation is an immediate opportunity all by itself. And while I certainly want to hear the business owner's assumptions about what they think might be going on in the business, what we typically discover is that what may be causing a problem or limiting their success has to do with their own attitudes, beliefs, assumptions, habits, and expectations, which we all carry with us and which are sort of unconscious filters that allow us to go in a particular direction without us realizing that there are many other directions if only those filters weren't in place and we could see them.
You know, it's interesting. It's an interesting thought that came to me as I'm listening to what you're saying, which is that those filters are really what keep us stuck, and they're what keep us in our comfort zone and then hold us back very often from stretching into the next thing that we could be doing that would open up the space for something that you haven't been able to achieve in the past.
Yes, and that's one of the real benefits of working with a coach, is that for the person who's willing to acknowledge that there are other approaches to responding to either a problem or an opportunity, they're much more likely to enjoy those solutions or enhanced opportunities, because they're open-minded enough to recognize that other people sometimes have information or insights that on their own they might never generate. And that's really what a coach is able to bring to a situation, is a completely objective perspective on a situation without having the insider subjective point of view that the business owner has. Because after all, we all look at situations through our own eyes and through our own experiences or training or upbringing.
And a good, an experienced coach also has worked with a gamut of, you know, and across the gamut of businesses. And so you already know, as a business coach, what has worked in another company. And you, not that you're going to give away trade secrets, but you certainly can share best practices.
And which best practice would you like to know about, Donna?
Well, let's see. We did touch on like a little bit about time management, but I think like best practice, I mean, if I had to say, let's see, what kind of a challenge would I have? I have a challenge for, I want to grow my business. So let's say if I want to grow my business, and I think that that's what many of our listeners out there would say they want to do, they probably are focusing on how am I going to get more sales, and is focusing on sales actually the best practice for growing your business?
Well, it could be, but typically I don't believe that's the case, and I'll tell you why. Sales is definitely a fast source of income. However, if you're really good at selling, and you do bring in a rush of new clientele or business, and you don't have the back-end foundation set up to execute your services beautifully, to handle the kinds of problems or confusions or questions that typically arise, you're really going to diminish the value of the sale.
You know, and, Andrea, this is an interesting point to me, particularly because I saw that happen in my own business experience long before I started my own company, working for a hospital where we had done a marketing. Of course, my company, Bold Marketing Solutions, is based in Melbourne, but I did marketing and public relations and public affairs for numerous companies on Long Island before I came down here. One of the projects that I saw happen that speaks exactly to what you're talking about in terms of building the right foundation is you can advertise, you can bring people to the door with any, you know, really creative marketing or advertising campaign. But it's really important that when people get to the door, they can get the service that you promised them in the ad. And that, you know, you have to have your telephone lines ready to take the call. You have to have enough seats in your waiting room. You have to have enough appointment times open to fill the demand that you're going to create.
And this goes back to an earlier discussion we had about managing expectations. If someone chooses to do business with you because of the way you or your sales presentation promised, this is the kind of service you'll get, this is the kind of relationship we'll build with you, this is what you can expect by using our products, and then there is some hitch or some problem that is not quickly resolved with the same kind of attitude or assistance that was promised in the initial sales presentation, you're going to not only lose future business from that person, you're also going to lose the referrals, family and friends they could have brought to you, and you become a story that they tell about, gee, what a mistake I made here.
And so
the foundation is absolutely critical to have before you try to expand your capacity to sell.
Absolutely. And what happens then is, as you're talking about losing the referrals and becoming a story somebody tells, that is the key aspect that affects your branding and the message that you put out there. Because you can say whatever you want to say about yourself, but what people are going to listen to is what other people say about you. And with social media, particularly Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, those messages get out there immediately and they're multiplied. And that brings me back to another point about time management, which is being able to say no sometimes to spending too much time on Facebook, because if you want to have a best practice in your business, you have to be prioritizing your time. That's another best practice, I think.
Oh, I would agree with you. And we talked about this earlier, the ability to understand not only what is important, but why is it personally meaningful? What is the bottom line? What will it do for you? To help reinforce why you want to continue to execute your strategic plan rather than go back to HSN and look for another piece of jewelry. So you really have to understand the relationship between having established a goal and why you want to achieve it, and then executing it. Because after all, a plan for achieving something is an idea. And ideas are great, but it's action that generates the results. And so as much as you can spend time putting together a beautiful plan that's consistent with all your priorities, if you don't put these specific action steps in your calendar on a particular day with a particular increment of time and honor it as you would any other appointment, it's just wasted. It's wasted effort, and it's frustrating and disappointing as well.
Sure. And Andrea Feinberg, what can you tell our listeners about the real keys to success? You've coached so many businesses. What would you say are maybe your top three pieces of advice that you would give out to new prospects?
A key to success? Well, I'd say the first is to know what that means to you individually. Too many of us may have been influenced by other people's versions of success and may be constantly striving to achieve something that isn't necessarily meaningful, only for the sake of feeling that we're conforming or consistent with other people's expectations of who we are and what we're meant to be.
So it's what's important to you.
A terribly draining situation.
Yeah, so no, first thing to know is what's important to you. How are you going to define and measure your success? Andrea,
yes.
Feinberg, what else?
Well, believing that you're capable of achieving it is critical. Having the sensibility that what you truly want out of life that's meaningful for you is something that you're capable of achieving, and understanding how to go about getting it. You know, there's a line from a song, you know, wishing and hoping. It's not a strategy. Wishing and hoping is great, but it's not a strategy. And realizing also that taking action is far more important than having knowledge. Many people believe that knowledge is power, and I absolutely do not believe that. I think knowledge is potential, but action is power. And it's the ability to find a way to follow through on your priorities and to be realistically challenged every day, and to be able to recognize the achievements that you're actually making that will empower and encourage you to go on and strive for something else to continue. These are critical. Never to downplay or undermine yourself as you literally do achieve those signposts along the way that you are having an impact, that you are making a difference, that you are achieving what's important. Always reward yourself well. That is a key component of goal achievement. Absolutely reward yourself, whether it's a great new pair of shoes, or it's to go to a concert to hear music you love, or to spend time with friends, or however a reward is meaningful for you, give it to yourself.
Andrea Feinberg.
To help reinforce.
Andrea, you talked about not undermining yourself, and I think that that is a problem for so many people. I think we undermine ourselves because we get caught in patterns and habits that we're just repeating over and over that really don't serve us well. Can you give us a couple of examples of how people undermine themselves? And I know that there's another topic you had mentioned to me also about particularly how women have been socialized in ways that get in the way of strong business leadership for them.
Well, yes, I think that there is an age group of women, and I'll say it's, you know, anyone over the age of 45 was exposed to ideas that to varying degrees may have really struck them as guideposts for how to behave in life. And for women who want to be leaders of a business, sometimes they are most hampered by these things.
Such as examples?
Well, for example, many women were brought up to be great team players, to nurture others, to put themselves at the bottom of the to-do list, to never ask for help for fear of appearing flawed, not to speak up for fear of appearing bossy or aggressive, apologizing for everything they say, and often saying things as if it's a question instead of a statement. These are all undermining of one's confidence and capability. Very difficult to build a leader with those circumstances in place.
So how do you change that?
Well, obviously recognition comes first. The ability to see within oneself where there may be attributes or circumstances that are minimizing your ability to be an effective leader. One way to turn it around, I'll give you one example. And we talked earlier about people always interrupting. Very often a business owner feels that, sure, interrupt me. I can handle it. I can handle anything. Just you can't figure it out, give it to me. I'll handle it for you. Well, not only are you being interrupted and distracting yourself from what's important, you are not building and nurturing a capable team. And if you want to continue to build the value of your business, either in its marketplace or as perhaps one day an opportunity for an asset somebody else wants to buy, you must have a capable team. So stop handling everything yourself. And that's really a form of undermining. So that's one example.
Okay. You talk also about the difference between being physical and being cerebral in business. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yes. Many of the people I've worked with started out as employees before they became an employer or a business owner. And one of the typical things an employee likes to do is to engage in physical activity to give the appearance of being busy in case somebody influential walks by. So whether we're on the phone or we're muttering to ourselves or we're adding up a sum of numbers or we're talking with other people, we like to give the appearance of being busy, and that's physical activity. However, busy is not necessarily productive. And for a business owner, very often the most productive thing you can do is sit still and think. And we often are afraid to appear that we're doing nothing by sitting still and thinking and not engaging in physical activity. And yet, without that process of envisioning and dreaming and planning and building ideas that take place from the neck up, who's going to do that in your enterprise?
Absolutely.
And that's often something it's very hard for a business owner to give themselves permission to do.
You're listening to Bold Talk Business Radio. This is your host, Donna Anselmo, on AM 1300. WMEL, the Talk to Me station. We're speaking with Andrea Feinberg, business coach and author of several books. So I'd like to let our listeners know about the published books, award-winning The Essential Coaching Book, Time Junkie, 101 Ways for Business Owners to Break the Habit and Get More Free Time Now, and the book Less Stress Equals More Success, A Businesswoman's Guide to Reducing Overwhelm and Creating a Healthier, Wealthier Life. So if our listeners are out there and they're wondering how they can get in touch with you, Andrea, just before we end our show, we've still got a few minutes, but why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or learn a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Thank you so much. Well, as you really beautifully described, I am a professionally trained women business owners coach, especially for those independence-driven, ambitious women who would like a happier, more abundant life through their better-run, profitable business. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/bossonthebeach. Or you can reach me through my email address, which is andrea@morefreetimezone.com.
Thank you very much.
May I offer our listeners a gift?
If you can do it very quickly, because we've got less than 30 seconds left.
BossOnTheBeach.com/celebrate is a weekly series of 52 business building videos. My gift to your listeners today.
Great.
Donna.
Thank you so much, Andrea Feinberg, for being with us. This is Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio. You can visit me at www.boldmarketingsolutions.com and check us out at 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station worldwide.
The Valentine's Day forecast has sunny skies, cold temperatures with a high only near 60 today. The wind chill this morning making it feel like it's 33. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 42. Sunday, sunny with a high of 64. 45 for the low tomorrow night. And for Monday, look for partly sunny skies with a high of 70 degrees. It's American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at 11 a.m. here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. Join me, Alan Z, Saturday from 3 to 5 for Mouth and All Sports Talk. Joining me this Saturday will be former NFL player Marcus Ogden to discuss his career and upcoming book, Sleepless Nights. Also joining the show to discuss the upcoming baseball season will be Steve Silver from 1090 The Fan in Seattle. That's Mouth and All Sports Talk, Saturdays 3 to 5, right here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach.